Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Let's travel back in time to the 1980s. Back when oil was king and a show called Dallas ruled the airways. The bad boy of the show was J.R. Ewing. One of the must-watch characters who kept you watching each and every episode was the sultry Afton Cooper, J.R.'s mistress, brilliantly played by Audrey Landers. Well, Audrey Landers remains in front of the camera for her many roles as an actress and a singer. She is also world-renowned for her fashion line called the Landers Star Collection that she spearheads with her mom, Ruth. And here comes the best part, listeners. Audrey is a major fan of dogs and does what she can to bring out the doggone best in our favorite tail waggers. Please give pause and applause to the one, the only, Audrey Landers. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What a great introduction. I love it.
Well, it's all true.
Yeah, it's true and it's fun.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to dig right into what life was like on the Dallas set, what inspired Audrey to start a fashion collection, and how her rescue dogs probably helped keep her sanity and sense of humor right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Be sure to tune in when Pet Life Radio goes live from Global Pet Expo, the world's largest annual pet products trade show. March 25th through the 27th, you can catch all the new products coming out for our pets before they even hit store shelves. From the latest in all-natural and eco-friendly products to the most elegant in pet pampering and high-tech innovations from companies all over the globe. It's at Global Pet Expo. Nearly 800 companies will be displaying new and exciting products to make time with our pets even better. Tune in March 25th through the 27th for everything Global Pet Expo.
Introducing the Trimline Veterinary Recovery Collar, a must-have for all pets. Known as the soft blue collar, this comfortable recovery collar provides an effective barrier so dogs and cats can bounce back to health safely and quickly from injury, trauma, and surgery, such as spay or neutering. Dogs and cats of all ages can eat, drink, and play and keep their sutures and stitches at bay. Cats dig it too. The Trimline collar can even be inverted to not bother your finicky feline friend's whiskers. Great for all sizes, from kittens and chihuahuas to Great Danes, this soft, flexible, and lightweight blue collar is a great substitute for the hard plastic Elizabethan or e-collar. Learn more at trimlineinc.com or call 1-800-371-0216. That's trimlineinc.com. Plus, it's available at all distributors, so ask your veterinarian for the blue soft collar today.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. OBehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest is multi-talented. She has about as many talents as the character she plays on television. She's an actress, a producer, a singer, a fashion designer, devoted mom, and pet advocate. Audrey Landers first caught your eye in her role as probably Afton Cooper on The Dallas Show. You'll find her on many of these episodes, but she's also on a new show called Burn Notice, and she's made appearances on the film remake of the show called The Bachelor Party. Besides that, the gal can sing. She's earned 10 gold singles, 4 gold albums, and 2 platinum albums, and she just released another album to kick off 2010. Phew! Hey, Audrey, do you ever sleep?
Not enough. Who has time? Yeah. No, I do keep busy, I have to admit, but I love everything I do, and you know that's good, of course, but it can be kind of a fault to love so many things and have so many interests because there just aren't enough hours in the day.
No, and I did jokingly say that probably the dogs help you keep sane, but who are a couple of dogs in your life, and what role do you think the dogs play?
My dogs, I mean, they are like my children. I sometimes say dogs are the best people I know, aside from my own family.
Right.
I was thinking about this a little earlier today, and I realized that I have never, from the time I was 5 years old, been without a dog.
Wow.
I've never had a time in my life when I didn't have a dog or two or three. And, you know, I just think that, you know, like people brag about their children. Well, my dogs are the best. They are. They are the most lovable. They have such distinctive personalities, just like people do. They add so much to my life. They really do. They're full of joy, and every morning, I mean, I do have to admit, I do sleep with my dog. He's in bed with me, and mm-hmm. They're little guys, so we have enough room. You know, in the morning when my alarm clock goes off at 5:45 and I'm dreading the darkness in front of me, they both wake up all bright-eyed and lick me and kiss me, and you know, and I say, my God, it's just wonderful to be so happy to wake up in the morning, you know? And I look at them and I say, hey, life is great.
Now, they're Roxy and Andy, correct?
Yes.
And what kind of dogs are they? And what you said their personalities. Let's go with Roxy. What's Roxy like?
Well, when we first adopted Roxy, both of them were about only 12 weeks old. And Roxy, actually, we had just lost our previous dog, and everyone was quite upset. We had our mourning period, and then I said, you know what, we really do love having a pet. So we did a lot of research, and we checked shelters up and down the East Coast, because we have a home in New York as well. And so we were really devastated, and we finally said, okay, we're ready. And we found these two who were crate mates, as unlikely a couple as you can imagine. And Roxy is a miniature rat terrier, and my son Daniel was immediately drawn to her. And I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine. I mean, she's precious, but I said, you know, we always had the fluffy, hairy dogs, you know, the fuzzy ones, kind of like me. And Roxy is sleek and beautiful and streamlined, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me right now.
She says, keep talking, Mom. I got really good qualities.
Yeah,
keep it on.
She loves it. She's got the cutest long nose you've ever seen. Anyway, but we really thought that there was something, you know, she must have had some trauma for sure, because she didn't like eye contact. She didn't want anyone to touch her. She shied away from, you know, people altogether. She just cowered in a corner. And Andy, who is a half Maltese and half Yorkie, was just the bounding, crazy licking puppy that you expect from, you know, a little baby dog like that. But they were attached. I mean, she was just completely attached to him. Wherever he went, she went. So they were really, they needed to be adopted together, no question about it. And since that time, Roxy has found her voice, and she rules the roost now.
Wow.
But a lot, it just goes to show you what love can do. okay? I mean, just taking the time and patience. I mean, she wouldn't let you touch her. And now she loves affection. And
that's a testament to you and your family. How old are they now about?
They're almost three.
Wow. Isn't that nice to see them blossom?
It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And, you know, and it is. It is exactly, I mean, you see the relationship that the two dogs have with each other. You know, they care for each other. They play nonstop. They let each other know where the boundaries are. I mean, they really, people should learn to behave like these two do. They really should. The world would be perfect.
So they wouldn't be any soap opera characters like those that say on some of the shows you've been on or on Dallas, right? They would make it.
I think they'd make a very cute soap opera, the way she bosses him around and nips at him when he gets out of line. He likes to bark at other people. And when I tell them not to, she looks at me like, oh, we're supposed to stop, right? And he keeps barking. She nips him in the butt. You know, very
if you could only have done that to J.R. Ewing, you know, that probably would have made the ratings even soar higher.
That would have been a nice storyline.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That's for the dog version. But let's talk a little bit now. You're involved with animals, not only with your own pets, but also for good causes. What are some of the things you're involved in now, Audrey?
Well, on a more national scale, the Humane Society, they have a big fundraiser, and it's a great event at the Genesis Awards, which is an award show which honors the entertainment media for raising awareness for animal protection issues. So, and I think it's been around for about 24 years. And it's important that the media does get the recognition, because we in the public eye are fortunate to be able to spread the word, because we sometimes get a platform for those things. And so it's really nice when those efforts are recognized. And, you know, as important as these types of events are, I think it's very important that people understand that they can be involved with animal protection rights in their own community. And that's where we do a lot of work. Our whole family does. You don't have to do something on a national scale, because it really starts right in your own neighborhood. For example, one of my sons, once a month, works with a local veterinarian in town, and they spay and neuter stray animals. And he assists in the actual, you know, surgery, and helps one Saturday a month. And they round up these stray animals, which quite often there really aren't enough places to house them. But they do have a group of people that gathers the cats especially, and the ones that we can't, that aren't fit for adoption, because some of them are feral cats.
Right.
And really wouldn't be fit for adoption. They round them up and they neuter them and spay them. And
they probably notch their ears, too, so people know that they've already been spayed or neutered. That's sort of their calling card.
They do mark them, right. And you don't have to get to that extreme. There are so many organizations in everybody's local neighborhood, whether it's a local shelter that needs to raise money just to get more food for the animals that they house, you know. So if you can get involved as little or as much as you want to, but there is plenty of opportunity and plenty of need.
Oh, this sounds great. We are speaking with Audrey Landers. She has many talents, as I've said. She's an actress, a singer. She and her mom have started the Landers Star Collection. This is an amazing line of fashion. She loves pets. She's a great mom. I think Daniel and Adam, your twins, will probably attest to that. And you have shown long staying power in the TV and movie industry, so that's an accomplishment in itself. We're going to be speaking with Audrey a little bit about her fashion line and some of the fun roles that she's played in television right after we pay for this show by taking this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Salvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
Teacherspetsessions.com.
How many pets is too many? Do you know somebody whose life is overwhelmed by their animals? Maybe we can help. We're looking for people to be in a new TV series about really large animal families. We can offer expert help, free resources, and the chance to tell their story. If you or someone you know owns a house full of animals, call us toll-free at 1-877-MY-8-PETS. That's 1-877-MY-8-PETS.
This valuable information comes from your pet. There's nothing like a wagging tail or friendly paw to lift your mood. They're therapeutic and make us feel good. Studies show pets even reduce stress, prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and fight depression. So there you have it. Pets are a daily dose of good health and happiness. Pets add life. To learn more, visit petsaddlife.org.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Lily Tomlin, and I invite you to listen to the Old Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Old Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have our special guest, actress, singer, fashion designer, Audrey Landers. She's in the house, and I think your doggies are probably near you, and they're being quite well-behaved, Roxy and Andy. Big paws up to you. So we were just finishing up. You're going to be on the committee for the Genesis Awards for the Humane Society of the United States, but I like the part that you were saying that you can do your own good for pets in your own community, and one of your sons seems to be doing that right now.
Right, and my other son is organizing a fundraiser. And we're also going to be able to, actually as a family, both kids together are going to be helping to organize a local thing, again, a fashion show, which will feature our fashions, the Lander Star Collection fashions, but it will benefit two of the local shelters in our area.
What are the name of those shelters?
Well, there's a Humane Society shelter in town, and there's a group called SOAR, and if I can only remember what the acronym is, Students Organized for Animal Rights.
Oh, good.
And yeah, SOAR. And so they're going to be working in conjunction with us. We're going to be featuring our fashions. It'll be a lot of fun.
Are you going to have any dogs strutting the catwalk in clothing, or is this going to be two-legger
That's
fashion?
That's what we're planning. We're planning on that. I don't think both of mine will be able to do that because as sweet as my Andy boy is, he loves people more than other animals.
Okay.
So he'll be cheering us on from within home.
You know what? And that's a smart statement itself, too. You do need to know your pets, right, and set them up for success.
Absolutely. Just like your children.
Well, let's talk about your fashion. I mean, you've got a nice partner that knows you quite well. So let's talk about your teammate is in the Landers Star Collection, how you got involved in that.
Well, this teammate is my mom, Ruth Landers, and we have actually been partners in many, 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 many ventures forever. And whether it was film production, music production, we even have a real estate business together, she and I. But the fashion collection, and she has always been my manager. And the fashion collection is an outgrowth of something that we have always wanted to do. She always would say, you know, fashion is my passion. And whenever I would perform, whether it was on Dallas or even a chorus line or many of my Vegas shows and, you know, big galas and things, I worked with incredible designers, and we worked very closely with them, just tweaking the outfits here, there, saying, oh, this could be a little more flattering. And my mom always had a great eye for these things, how to flatter a woman's figure. So we have all these years of experience, lots of little secrets. And so when the opportunity arose, probably almost 2 years ago now, we created our line of fashion and premiered in Europe.
Wow.
And we're on Home Shopping Europe for about a year. Then we brought our fashions to the United States on Shop NBC, which is one of the shopping channels, and also shopnbc.com. We're very committed to the brand, and we love the compliments we get, the feedback we get when we create a style, and we have friends or fans or total strangers just say, oh, I love this, and I feel so comfortable, and I look so pretty. So it's been a lot of fun for us to do. And
Well, it sounds like you're also, though, very conscientious of making sure that your clothing is animal-friendly and cruelty-free, correct?
Absolutely. That's really important. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, and so we're very, very connected to that sort of thing, and it's really important to us.
So tell us about your fashion. What sort of things sets you apart from some others? What would be your calling cards, if you would, for your fashion line?
I think that the whole philosophy of our fashion is that we are multi-generational, and we bring glamour and elegance to everyone. You know, we believe that every woman is a star, and she deserves her chance to shine. And so our fashions always have a little bit of glamour, a little bit of glitter, and they're always figure-flattering. And
good.
Then take it one step further, they are really affordable, because we think that that's the premier thing, affordable glamour for every woman. And because my mother is of a different generation than I am, our input is really a combined effort. And we have a great broad appeal. It's amazing. If you take a look online, you'll see some of the fashions. They're glamorous, but they are figure flattering to a mature woman as well.
Yeah, well, I'm already like looking at my closet going, uh-oh, I need Audrey and Ruth's help pronto. I think my dogs, Chipper and Cleo, look at me going, oh, no, she's not wearing that again. We're going out to public with her. Oh, no. So you may get a call from me, because, or maybe Chipper or Cleo will call you saying, please help my pet parent because she really needs some help. She's into solids, and that's about it.
Makeover.
I need a mutt makeover. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your role as a singer, because you do have a new album coming out, and I guess your son, Daniel, is also a singer. So let's switch gears and talk about some of your music accomplishments.
Okay. Well, it's all German stuff, okay? It's Music in Dreams is the English translation, basically. But I have a lot of albums. I started my recording career in Europe in the 80s, and it's just been, you know, growing and growing. I took a few years off, I guess, in the, you know, late 90s. I guess I took some years off. I wanted to have my children, spend time with them. I kind of took a break from a lot of things, except I really did not want to be on tour. I had two little babies, and that was not in the cards. So I took some years off from the music anyway. During that time, my mom and I produced a TV series for kids, but the touring was not a part of the issue. Then they came back to me and said, hey, would you like to do another album? And at that point, my son was about 10 years old, and he was really, really interested in showbiz. And he was very talented. I know it sounds silly, but he knew what he wanted from the time he was 3 or 4 years old. He was on stage in the TV series that we were producing called The Hug-A-Bug Club, which is a musical educational series for children. I mean, he really showed a great amount of talent. And, well, at 10, I said, sure. Yeah, he was 10 years old. I'll do a comeback album if there are a couple of conditions. I do not live in L.A. anymore. I want to do it in my little hometown in Florida, if I can record here. And can my son do a couple of duets with me? Which was so unusual because he was 10 years old. Anyway, we did the album multilingual, several languages, Daniel and I together, and it was just sweet and wonderful. And it was a whole, you know, it turned out to be, you know, we did it for selfish reasons, but it turned out to be something that the audience just loved, you know, with a whole new look on Audrey as a mom now, you know?
It's very endearing and wonderful to hear someone that's been in show business who has such a strong family bond. I mean, with your mom and with your sons. I wish you could sprinkle some of the Audrey Lander style of life onto all of us, and it might be a better planet.
Oh, that's very sweet. So Daniel and I did this fun album, and it was very successful. Then he went by 12, he did his solo album. By 13, he was voted Europe's Rising Star of the Year for some of the Austria, Germany, Switzerland, the Euro-regional charts there. And he's now 16, and he's been writing away. He's an amazing composer, and he's doing fantastic. And now I'm producing his newest album.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
and it's
great.
In English.
Well, I was noodling around on your background, and weren't you about 12 years old when you somehow got on the Merv Griffin show or something? Didn't you send a tape to somebody, and it was kind of a long shot, and you got to sing your song?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it began. I mean, I started out about his age, only actually a little younger, and I was a songwriter, and I had submitted a song that I sang and wrote and got a chance to sing on the Merv Griffin show, which was pretty awesome. And well, that was like 13. It was amazing. And from there, I got an agent. And she got me my first soap opera audition, and then it kind of snowballed from there, and I spent my teen years doing a soap or two, and also playing a singer and songwriter, so I really had a chance to hone my writing skills all those years, because my character sang. And then, of course, the big soap opera, Dallas, they
Right.
Got me in as a singer again, and on Dallas, my character, Afton, sang all the songs that I wrote.
Really? What was that like on that show? Because back at that time, folks, this was the number one watched show, other than you kind of competed back and forth with 60 Minutes, but no one missed Dallas. And I remember at the time that I was at a grocery store, and the grocery store receipt showed who shot JR. I mean, that's how involved America was. You know, you were blessed to be on the watched TV show of the time.
It was so exciting. I mean, it was a wonderful time. It gave me instant stardom, even though I had been working as an actress, and as I said, I was doing a soap opera. So, but Dallas was like the overnight success story, even though I'd been working from the time I was 10 years old. The show was just such a phenomenon, being the number one show in the whole world, okay?
Right.
So anywhere I went, you know, the world stopped when Dallas was on, just like it did here. Every television and every restaurant had to have Dallas or nobody'd be in there on that Friday night. It was. I mean, we had some wonderful experiences. And when we visited various places around the world as a cast for promotions and things, and, you know, riding through like a desert in Morocco, okay, and having big signs and somebody with a camel standing there saying, "Welcome Dallas," you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty outrageous things. It was a wonderful experience because, you know, the character was so much fun. The cast was incredible. And, yeah, it was. There's a little known fact that some of my fans have reminded me that the years that I was on the show, it was the number one show. And the years I was not on, it didn't hit number one. So I'm sure it was a fun coincidence, but it was nice for my fans to remind me.
Hey, that's an accolade, Audrey. You know, I love the show. I watched it all the time, and it is a delight to have you on our show. I want to make sure that people know how they can track you down in a good way with your Lander's Star collection, and also to learn more about you and your very talented family. So let's go ahead and get some websites out there and maybe things that they can do either on Twitter or Facebook to check out what's going on.
Yeah, well, we have the place where you can see our fashion collection is at shopnbc.com. When you get on there, you just look at Lander's and our collection. We haven't put out our spring yet, but spring is coming shortly. We still have some gorgeous items that are, you know, for most seasons, beautiful satin jackets and stuff. Anyway, so that's shopnbc.com. And, of course, you can follow us and updates on Facebook for the Lander's Star collection. And you can check out my son's music on MySpace. Yeah, MySpace.com/Daniel Landers.
Okay. I'm going to do a thing on you for Facebook. So you're going to get Art Moore requesting you. I hope you'll be on my Facebook because I do a lot of fun things with pets all over the country. So you can check it out. And I'm going to keep an eye on Daniel Landers because he may be the next rising star in the world of music, right?
Yep.
That's a proud mom. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
No, just, hey, I love your show, and I'm really glad that you're getting the word out there that we all have to care for the critters of the world because we have to be the voice for those who don't have a voice of their own.
That's right. We are, and it's a good role. I'm not great in fashion, but I sure love to help people and pets.
Well, me too.
We're speaking with Audrey Landers, a very talented actress, singer, fashion designer, awesome mom, beloved pet parent to Andy and Roxy. And as she said, please go to shopnbc.com to check out the fashion line that she and her mom have. It's called the Landers Star Collection. And check out her son's talented MySpace page, myspace.com/Daniel Landers. And there's more. So I am very honored to have you on our show, Audrey. I also want to thank Mark Winter. He is our awesome producer. He makes this show happen each and every week. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Obehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.